This is the Screen Directors Playhouse, one of the weekly features on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for the fast relief from the pain of headaches, neuritis, and neuralgia, and by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. We continue transcribed with the third act of Broken Arrow, starring James Stewart, Jeff Chandler, and Deborah Padgett in their original roles of Jefford, Cochise, and Son Theory.
No one wanted the war. No one wanted to stop the fighting. Not Cochise, not the whites. It was all a sacrifice of prestige and honor. And then this man came to Tucson, this General Howard. His hair was white, and his eyes were tired. I knew he'd fought in a lot of battles. But he talked of peace, and I thought of Cochise and Son Theory. The Indian girl and Slade, who'd lost his family.
Well, Jefford?
Who sent you here?
The President of the United States.
With what power?
Full power to make a fair treaty.
Well, fair is a strange word, General. It means different things to different people.
What does it mean to you?
Equality for the Apaches and freedom on their own land.
I'll agree to that in principle. What else?
The rest you can talk over with Cochise.
Then you'll take me to see him?
Alone? Without soldiers?
If you say so.
All right. Meet him as a great man, General Howard. Tell him the truth. Don't lie. If you do, he'll hate you and your kind forever, and I'll hate with him. Don't see you, Ray. I've been away almost a moon. Has anything changed with you?
No. When you went away, I became frightened. I was afraid that you would find your own people sweet again and that you would forget something.
Can I forget that there is a special and a wonderful and a lasting thing between us? Can you forget?
Oh, I tremble inside. I have.
Well, let me touch your lips.
Tom. We cannot come together like this anymore.
But why not?
Someone else has asked for me while you were gone.
Who?
Nailsa.
He was the one who captured me that day when I was with the Apache boy.
He hates you, and he wants me for his wife.
And you?
I refuse. But my parents want him. He is an important man.
Sincere, hear me. I will not lose you. If it is needed, I'll take you so far away that no one will ever find us again.
It is needed. I will go with you.
I am glad of your return, Howard.
I've come, Cochise, to speak of important things.
First, you must listen. In this land, the birds are the friends of the Indians. They tell me that in Tucson, you defended me against your own people. You are my friend, Tolwyn. I trust you.
Cochise, you know that I have long held a dream of peace in my heart. And now I bring you word of an honorable peace, a peace that will give you your lands and give you freedom.
And who sends this word?
An American general at Tucson, a General Howard.
Other generals have come before. I spit on their peace.
This one speaks with a straight tongue. He says you will have your own lands. There will be no soldiers.
What lands?
That you must decide with him. If you wish, your people will live right here where they live now.
Why does he make such an offer?
Perhaps because the Apache has fought so long and so well.
I will think on it. There is something else I wish to speak about. The girl, Sonsira.
Yes?
It is not permitted for you to be friendly with her. She has been asked for.
Tom, we must not be seen together.
Well, then, only a little while. There's so much to talk about.
Much unhappy.
Cochise is my friend, yet he tells me I cannot see you.
You had a dream? Not where are we?
No. No, I'll speak to your parents tonight.
They would not have you. It would be an insult to my ears. Much trouble would be made.
Gotten trouble already.
Cochise.
You are my friend. Why must I track you in the woods like an enemy?
Am I an enemy because I love one of your people?
I have told you she is not for you.
I want her for my wife. I will do all the things that are expected of a husband here.
I refuse my ills at once. I will again.
Oh. I am glad it is the right way. But it will not be easy for you, Tolman.
Tell me what I must do.
To live with this girl and be happy? You must make time run backwards. You must be born again. Born an Apache, raised as an Apache, and live as an Apache.
I am white. We must speak of things as they are.
Where will you live? Here?
If Sonsiero wishes it.
There will always be Apaches who have suffered from white men who will hate you for it.
And we will live in Tucson.
Will there not always be whites there who will hate you because of the color of your skin?
Cochise, you speak as our friend. But know this. I have thought much already. I will marry Sonsiero.
It is wonderful.
And I cannot say more against it. Tall one, you will need the strongest go-between you can find.
Will you act for me?
No other can do it. I will speak for you tonight.
And Nahayilze?
I shall also speak to him. He has bad luck. It has happened to other men.
I will wait for you in my hut.
Yes. And walk up and down. It is good for people in love.
All one? Cochise, come in. Now, what did her parents say?
You have no luck with women. They refuse.
Well, then I'll take her away. They can't force her.
Oh, I make a joke. It is always a good joke. They did not refuse.
Oh. Well, then we'll be married.
It is all arranged. The marriage will be at the next full moon. The parents will want 3 good horses and saddles.
I'll bring them from Tucson.
No, I will give these things for a friend. Now I wish to speak of this General Howard. You trust him?
Yes.
Then return to Tucson. Bring him to me.
And there is a chance of peace?
I give no promises. I will send out runners tomorrow. Apaches from all the tribes must come here to talk.
I'll write all these things down that you have said. I'll speak of them with General Howard.
Write them, my brother. But remember, there are no promises. Sleep well.
I see paper and pencil. Around here someplace. I'll throw this saddlebag in there. What the devil?
Wait, I.
What? Nahilze.
Once I promised you death, now I bring it and wash out the shame of Sansire.
Nahilze!
You come with a knife to the tent of my friend. We talk of peace, and you come with a knife. Give me your rifle, tall one. Nahilze, we will go outside. In battle, I have had no one like you, Nahilze. Our lives were often mixed. Now it is ended. You have betrayed our people. Now the tall one can face the general with the truth of Cochise in his heart.
There is something you should know if you ever suffer from the sudden pain of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. It's a way to ease the pain, often within a few minutes. A way that is incredibly fast and effective. It's Anacin. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. But today, these tablets are in such widespread use that all drug counters have them, and anyone may enjoy their benefits. The next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, by all means try Anacin. You'll like the convenience of Anacin tablets, and you'll be delighted with Anacin's incredibly fast action. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Ask for Anacin by name today at your druggist.